Hall of Fame values. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My travels last week took me to Indianapolis, where I joined colleagues from other state associations from around the country for a challenging but fun task, screening application for the National Federation's National High School Sports Hall of Fame. Michigan has seven individuals in the National Hall, including legendary River Rouge basketball coach Lofton Green, the Fenville Flash, Rich Jordan, probably the best high school athlete this state has ever seen. And its most recent inductee was the late Brad Van Pelt, the Owosso High multiple sports standout who later went on to a distinguished career in the NFL with the New York Football Giants. You have to be pretty darn good as a player, coach, official, or administrator to even be nominated for this national honor. But what was reaffirming in going through this judging process is that you also have to be pretty darn good as a person and respect the values that make high school sports a good part of the growing up process for young people. Our group first reviewed those individuals who were inducted a year ago to the Hall and listened to them address the media at a pre-ceremony press conference. Among the athletes were individuals who went on from high school to become a big-time college basketball coach, a nine-time All-Star in the NBA, and a Heisman Trophy winner in college football. All spoke of their high school experiences being the most memorable of their athletic careers, and not in terms of scoring the most points or winning the most team championships or individual awards, but rather in terms of the values they learned in the athletic classroom and the lifetime relationships they built while they were there. The coaches being inducted stayed in that same vein, and one hit it right out of the park when stating that all of the young people's lives she had touched and all the relationships she had built were far more important than winning any game. And when reading through the applications of this year's candidates, those same themes rang true. Any outcome or byproduct of athletic participation paled in comparison to the values and life lessons learned and the relationships built for these folks as well. As I drove home, I connected the dots between what I had read and what I had heard in the meeting that day to what I quite often hear from our own local coaches and student athletes. Maybe locally they didn't have the glittering statistics and the shiny trophies and medals to look at as reminders, but they have those life experiences and lifetime relationships that have priceless value. And in that respect, they're Hall of Fame bound as well. Early ticket sales are now underway for the MHSAA Individual Wrestling Finals at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Fans can order all tournament reserve seat tickets now at a discount, and general admission upper deck group tickets for any session of the event are also available. Call the Palace box office or visit the wrestling page of the MHSAA website for more information. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.